You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down the Lal Street. Today is the 22nd of February, a Friday. A very happy wedding anniversary to my mum and dad, but that's beside the point. What happened on the Lal Street yesterday and what we can look forward to over the course of today is what we talk about as we take this morning walk down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Bulls remained in control of Dalal Street for the second consecutive day in a row on Thursday. After falling for eight consecutive sessions, it formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. The index is comfortable trading above its 100 days moving average as well as 5 and 13 days exponential moving average on the daily charts, which is a positive sign. But for bulls to regain control, the index has to hold above 10,900 levels, according to experts. On the other hand, if somebody plans to play the momentum, then trading with strict stop losses is a better bet for capital preservation. A trailing stop loss below around 10,640 to 10,585 should be kept for all long positions. Market extended gains for the second day in a row owing to government's announcement on recapitalization of PSU banks, and globally, minutes of US Feds suggested that the central bank will be patient in raising rates in 2019, and that added to sentiment as well. On the global front, any news regarding trade talks will be watched out for. The rupee skidded by 11 paise to close at 71.24 against the American dollar as rising oil prices and a strengthening greenback weighed on the market sentiment yesterday on Thursday. On the institutional front, FPIs and DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 55 and 202 crore rupees respectively, according to provisional data. What is the big news I bring to you? Well, the Board of Retirement Fund Body, Employees Provident Fund Organization, that is EPFO, has recommended an interest rate of 8.65% for FY19, that is 10 basis points higher than FY18, to its 6 crore subscribers. This is the first time since FY16 that the interest rate has been raised. The EPFO had provided a 5-year low rate of interest of 8.55% to its subscribers for 2017-2018. The body had kept the interest rate at 8.65%. In 2016-17 and 8.8% in 2015-16, it provided 8.75% interest rate for 2013-14 as well as 2014-15. The rate of interest was 8.5% in 2012-2013. A quick look at the technical recommendations and a technical view and what it's trying to tell us today. Bulls remained in control of the Lal Street for the second consecutive day, like I said earlier, after falling for eight consecutive days in a row and formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. The index is comfortable trading above the 100-day moving average as well as 5 and 13 day MA on the daily charts, which is a positive sign for the bulls. But for bulls to regain control, the index has to hold above 10,900 levels. But like I said earlier, if somebody plans to go long on the index, then trading with strict stop losses is a better bet for capital conservation. A trailing stop loss below 10,580 to 10,640 should be kept for all long positions, according to analysts. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,721, 10,808 and 10,900. Maximum call OI placed at 11,000 followed by 10,900. Maximum put OI at 10,700 followed by 10,800. A quick look at some stocks that have been in the news. The government has asked state-owned oil and natural gas corporation, that is ONGC, and Oil India to sell out 66 of their small oil and gas fields to private firms as it brought in a new policy to boost domestic production and cut imports, Petroleum Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said on Thursday. Drug major Dr. Reddy's Laboratories is recalling 2,770 bags or 277 selling units of epilepsy drug levetiracetam, which is sold in the US market, and that has been recalled on account of a labeling error. NIIT Technologies has extended its partnership with Microsoft Azure to accelerate its cloud lead transformation on the 21st of February. And finally, what stock recommendations do we have? We spoke to IIFL and this is what they have to recommend. We have three buy calls today. Jindal Steel has a buy call with a target of 166 rupees, stop loss 149 rupees 50 paise for an upside of 7%. Then we have Muthoot Finance with a buy call as well, target of 580 rupees 580, stop loss 513 rupees 513, upside of 8.5%. And then we have Bajaj Finance with a buy call as well, target of 2,800, stop loss of 2,582 rupees 50 paise. Upside of 5.5%. Jindal Steel, Muthoot Finance and Bajaj Finance have buy calls from IIFL. Well, that's pretty much everything you need to know before going into trade today. We'll, of course, see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street, in addition to the plenty of other podcasts that are there for you to choose from. Until the next time you hear from me, wherever that might be, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. This is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.